Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. November 1st starts on Saturday, and with that, the 13th Savor St. Pete Food and Wine Festival will be at the Premier Bayfront of Vinoy, celebrating local chefs, national chefs like Brian Malarkey, restaurants, vineyards, and craft breweries. There are live cooking demonstrations. I'm your host, Nanette Wiser, and I will be there judging the food contests with my colleagues. SavorTheBurg.com from noon to 4 on November 1st and November 2nd. Come see me November 1st from Radio St. Pete. We love to be part of our local events. And I hope that you'll also join us November 8th for Community Picnic Land. It's going to be at Albert Whitted Park, and it is going to be fantastic. Radio St. Pete will be there, so come see us at that. And I hope, most of all, that you all will join us December 2nd from 7 to 9 for Radio St. Pete's second annual holiday happy hour. You can get your tickets on RadioSaintPete.com, click on the donate button at the top, and click on the party. At 7 o'clock, the St. Pete Collective plays the music of James Taylor at Bayboro Brewing in downtown St. Pete. You can get VIP access starting at 6, which includes a drink ticket and a photo with the musicians during intermission, or general admission tickets gets you entry at 6:30. No matter what, the food and drink at Bayboro and the venue is just a heck of a great time, and it matters because your ticket helps keep local music alive. More events going on November. On November 6th through 16th, on the day of Rosa Parks' historic speech, four women in Virginia civil rights office wrestle with their plays in the movement. So this play catalog crew is incredible. Stephen Riordan, I want you to go online to the podcast and listen to his interview at the studio at 6:20. On November 8th, the 12th annual Run for All Children, a family-friendly race benefiting the patients and families of all children. The 5K and 1 mile will begin at the main hospital, run along the downtown waterfront, and end back at the hospital, where there will be a post-race Finish Line Fest. It benefits Johns Hopkins. November 8th through March 29th, enjoy Edward Curtis, photographer of his time at the James Museum of Western Art and Wildlife, and that opening is on the 8th. November 14th and 17th, we welcome Ryan Jordan into our studio this week. He'll be talking with Joe Boudreau about the St. Pete Run Fest. It's a three-day festival of scenic running events, wellness market, local food, and live music. Participate in the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, or the kids' fun race. You can still sign up. It's on Bayshore Drive Southeast at stpeterunfest.org. On November 14th, explore the captivating work of Stephen Muldoon. His show of motorcycles and murals and landscapes, it spans 40 years. It is at Ocean Blue Gallery. On November 15th through the April 19th, an amazing show is coming to the Dali.org. Alberto Giacometti and Salvador Dali, the first ever U.S. exhibition and collaboration between the Dali Museum and Foundation Giacometti Paris, showcases paintings, sculptures, and archival works. It highlights the shared exploration of surrealism, the subconscious, and the human form. For any of you who saw the Disney and Dali event a few years ago, there were so many insights on how these artists influenced each other. On November 16th, yes, Radio St. Pete will be at another great event. It's the Good Folk Fest. It's a celebration of Creative Clay's 30 years of advocating and supporting artists with disabilities. It will feature artists of all abilities to highlight folk artists and musicians from all over the country while showcasing the artwork of Creative Clay's member artists. And that will be at the Coliseum 11 to 6. Find out more in our Let's Go Guide or our creativeclay.org. So if you like a little bit of country and you listen to our country show with Dina on Mondays, you're going to love November 21st through 23rd. It's the St. Pete Country Fest. Yoo-hoo! Bringing the nation's top country music artists to the beautiful St. Pete waterfront with three stagers, more than 40 artists, local vendors, and activities for the whole family. And of course, Thanksgiving weekend is the marvelous Shopapalooza. We cannot wait for that. We will have an interview, and you can go to our Let's Go Guide to find out all about it. So many vendors, and it's so much fun. On December 12th through 14th, Michael Cheval is the world's leading surrealist. He will be at Ocean Blue Gallery. And let's talk about some of the holiday fun. November 12th is a Charlie Brown Christmas at the Mahaffey. November 20th, Cirque Dreams Holidays. November 29th through January 1st in downtown St. Pete. It's the holiday lights and displays. You can take a stroll along the waterfront to see thousands of holiday lights and decorations in North Straw Park, South Straw Park, Pioneer Park, and St. Pete Pier. On December 2nd, it's the annual Yule Cactus Lighting, the holiday season's newest tradition, the annual lighting of the 10-foot Yule Cactus. Free events throughout the evening include family-friendly art making and photos with Cowboy Santa, with a special guest turning on the lights at 7 at the James Museum of Western and Wild Art. Well, let it snow on December 6th. Snowfest brings snow by the tons to North Stroud Park. Enjoy toboggan slides, art tents and inflatables, and so much more. One of our favorites on December 12th is the Boley Center's annual Jingle Bell Run. This 3-mile waterfront course glows with thousands of luminaries as merry runners, walkers, and four-legged trotters fill the night air with the sound of jingle bells, and it benefits the BoleyCenters.org. Santa in the Park will be announced. There'll be a December 21st, a very Broadway Christmas at the Mahaffey, December 28th at the Mahaffey, and the Nutcracker, and December 31st, yes, New Year's Eve at the St. Pete Pier. We'll have lots more holiday things, but now is the time to really look into these things. And talking of the Mahaffey, we're delighted to be having Bill Edwards in our studio, and there's so much going on there. And we will have a full report on that. Let's get into Halloween. I want you to go to the Let's Go Guide. There's so much going on. Ghost Fest in Roser Park goes on in November. But I think I'm going to step into the shadows of Art After Dark, the spooky edition, a night of art, mystery, and Halloween magic at the MFA. Yes, that is Thursday. Costumes are encouraged. Sip complimentary soft drinks and dessert, beer and wine, while enjoying the beats from DJ Brian Shank. Step into the candlelit corner for fate forward fun. Astrologer Cosmic Karina and tarot reader Jessica Miller will be offering complimentary mini sessions all evening. There will be special activations by the Teen Arts Council with spooky art projects, Death and Monster Tours with John Stewart, and a Banyan Books pop-up. Art After Dark, the spooky edition, the Museum of Fire and Arts, Thursday, October 30th. Well, the Mahaffey has a lot of things, just as the Palladium has so much stuff going on. Let's get right down to it. The 99.5 QYK Guitar Pulse, Sunday, November 9th. A Charlie Brown Christmas Live on the Stage, November 12th. The Phil Rosenthal, November 14th. Sarah Milliken, November 22nd. Hannah Berner, November 28th. Jagged Edge, November 30th. Sesame Street Live, December 7th. John Mulaney, ha ha ha, we cannot wait. December 8th and December 9th. Vienna Light Orchestra, December 10th. Fortune Feimster, December 18th, and a very Broadway Christmas, December 21. Gary Owen is coming December 26th, and I want you to mark your calendars now for a couple things. One is Penn & Teller are coming back on January 29th. They are absolutely fabulous. David Foster and Catherine McPhee will be at the Mahaffey February 20th. Pink Martini, one of my favorites, on March 6th. And then finally, Morrissey will be there on January 20th. Some great things added at the Big Hair Sound: The American Route with Sam Barber and Michael Markagi on Thursday, May 21st. And then on Green Sky Bluegrass, Fall Tour is November 13th. All Time Low, Everyone's Talking, a May Day Parade is Saturday, November 15th. Amy Grant, Take a Journey Through Song, Stories, and Memories is going to be Sunday, February 22nd at the Capitol Theater. Also at the Capitol Theater, January 31st is Todd Snyder. Pat Metheny, Side Eye 3, has been added and is now on sale March 16th. The fall movie series continues. Practical Magic tonight, Thursday, at the Capitol Theater. Peter Frampton, Let's Do It Again, is this Friday, October 31st. And Evil Dean in Concert, Live to Film Experience That Will Thrill and Chill, is November 14th, Bilheimer Capitol Theater. And don't forget, Greenlight Cinema has a ton of programs coming up. We'll have Mike Haslett in stage, and he'll be previewing all of the things that are going on there for November and going forward. Central Park Performing Arts Center has some great shows coming up. Tickled Pink is coming up, the comedy tour. That's on November 21st at 8 p.m. And A Brothers Revival. It's an Allman Brothers salute featuring Allman Brothers' David Goldflaw. The St. Pete Opera debuts Pinocchio November 17th through November 23rd at Opera Central at 2145 First Avenue South in downtown St. Pete. This is fun for the whole family. St. Petersburg Shine Origins, the Mural Festival, kicks off November 7th through 16th. There's an opening reception of Origins at the St. Petersburg Museum of History on the 6th. Glow, a Shine Origins experience at Reflections St. Pete on November 7th. November 7th through 16th, you'll be able to see Shine Origins Mural Festival with all the local artists all around town. And then finally, on November 15th, the Shine Origins Mural Festival finale at Floridorama. I'm looking forward to Tampa Bay Veg Fest. The 13th annual festival is going to be Saturday, November 8th at Perry Harvey Senior Park. And we're going to be talking with Amy Cianci about some upcoming things at the Lelman Exchange, too. Don't miss the 2025 Hillsborough County Fair, October 30th through November 9th. There's no time like fair time. The Museum of Fine Arts is going to be debuting an incredible exhibit in Caravaggio's light. Baroque masterpieces from the Fondazione Robert Longhi opens Saturday at the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg, and it continues through March 22nd, and it features some 40 masterpieces from one of the world's most revered private collections of 7th to 10th century painting. The exhibition offers a rare opportunity for American audiences to experience a revolutionary genius of Michelangelo, and it's going to be just incredible. There will be events and lectures, and it just seems like all the museums are heating up over at the James Museum. Curtis's wonderful Western photographs will be there. So it's going to be a great fall and winter at the museum. This weekend at the Palladium, some great stuff. Stanley Jordan is going to be doing a Grateful Dead thing at 7:30 p.m., and that is in collaboration with the Craftsman Gallery, who sponsors this. And over at Janus, it'll be Jack's Mannequin on Friday and the Mars Volta Saturday at Janus Landing. Florida Orchestra has a fabulous show this weekend. Troop Vertigo, 2 and 8 p.m. at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts this weekend. Bring the family. It will be terrific fun. If you like burlesque, Saturday at the Palladium is the night for you. Boyce Avenue is at the Capitol Theater also on Saturday, and Todd Carey is also at Music for Living Center in Clearwater on Saturday. Finally, folks, the Rays may be out of the World Series, but there is some news. The Rays have announced a new Rays pop-up team store just in time for the holidays. It's at 1101 First Avenue South across from Tropicana Field. And they will host a grand celebration from 10 to 4 on Saturday, November 1st. And Rays starting pitcher Ryan Pepiot will stop by to greet and interact. The pop-up store will have Rays merchandise and collectibles for fans of all ages. There'll be a coffee bar offering complimentary coffee, lattes, and pastries for a sip and shop experience. The grand opening festivities from 11 to 3 on November 1st will remind shoppers of the magic of Rays baseball. The Rays street team giveaways, complimentary ballpark fare, and appearance by Rays mascots and DJ Kitty. And Rays season members, well, you're going to enjoy some specials too. So, folks, for Weekend with Wiser, I'm your host, Nanette Wiser. There is so much going on. Please go to the Let's Go Guide on my LinkedIn. You can also get to it from RadioSaintPete.com. Click on What's Happening. Check out the podcast. And if you have an inkling for some great theater, please join me in going to see Ira Levin's Death Trap, directed by our very own podcaster, up to here, Matthew McGee. So aloha until next weekend.